Blog Talk Radio. Sade Champagne Show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Travis Miller featuring GAG with Work It. Make sure you check out Travis's new EP, The Sunset Collection, on iTunes, Spotify, and Amazon. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to episode 12 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Only one more episode until our season one finale. Wow, time has gone by so fast. Every episode is available on iTunes, search The Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in from all around the globe. You guys are amazing. You can listen to us live every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific time on your mobile devices at 323-693-3043 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swoosh for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, being authentically myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's celebrity guest starred in ABC Family's hit TV series, Lincoln Heights. He's multi-threat artist, performer, and entertainer, Mishawn. And he's also going to be sharing his hot, brand-new record with us called Lessons. I love this song so much. And we have a very special guest interview with popular radio personality, host, and philanthropist, my girl, Miss Alnette from Q1047 and multiple other stations. Also tonight are a brand-new segments, Charity Spotlight, where we'll be raising awareness for the Heartbeat Music Academy in San Diego, and New Artist Spotlight, where we'll be highlighting Ventura County Music Award-winning artist and activist, my dear friend, Jay Lynn. My Power of Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. This month, we will be in Westlake, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Ana, and Santa Maria. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream Tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule. You can look under events. And lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. Once again, that's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'll be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne or Facebook me at Sade Champagne or Instagram me at I am Sade Champagne, or you can hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's always engaging with me every week. You guys tweet me, you guys Instagram me, Facebook me, email me, and your support just amazes me. So we're going to get right into our first segment of the night. This is Charity Spotlight, where I highlight some of my favorite charities. Tonight we're going to be highlighting the Heartbeat Music and Performing Arts Academy in San Diego. So this was founded on February 10th, 2014 in San Diego, as I mentioned. And I'm so inspired by my friend Tyra Hawthorne, who founded this academy. And at one time she was working two full-time jobs to keep it open. She's someone who's such a great inspiration to me, and I always remember through her that nothing is impossible. You know, that nothing is impossible. If you have a dream or desire in your heart, then that is what can happen in your life if you just stay focused and go towards it. So she gave me some background about it that I wanted to officially share with you guys, in addition to obviously my thoughts on this amazing organization. They serve the needs of undeserved youth and underprivileged youth who have lost their arts programs in schools, provides music education for youth who have a desire to learn music and dance, as well as provide mentorship to college-bound musicians. Usually when they receive kids, they come with a background of pain, neglect, abandonment, and abuse. They usually fall in two scenarios. One, they're ready to give up on their lives and turn to the streets or commit suicide. And two, they're already in the streets and headed for jail or the grave. They use music as therapy to give them hope and to bring a talent out of them that they have given up on, and they show them how to make it work for them. You know, there's a lot of in-between work that they do with this job, so they also act as tutors, guidance counselors, and sometimes they have to call in therapists, whatever it takes to not lose these precious kids. So they teach them all types of awesome things, including piano, drum set, guitar, ballet, hip-hop, jazz, ballet, vocal, and acting class. So many amazing things that they do for these students, and it's all free for them because they know they cannot afford it. And so it's just phenomenal to see, you know, what they're doing for them. It's phenomenal. And so their students have performed for the White House. They've been featured in commercials for ESPN, magazines, and more. They have so much going for them. It's phenomenal. They're always in need of new instruments for their students and, of course, financial donations. So as I want to share, as I share with you guys, I'm really passionate about this organization, and it's one of my dreams to be able to not only do more charity events for them and to help raise more awareness and funds for them, but I want to be able to just see this program flourish more and more. And I know they already are because their kids are doing wonderful things, and I know that it's going to continue to grow. And so to get involved or find out more details, please check out heartbeatmusicacademy.org or call 619-786. Once again, that's heartbeatmusicacademy.org. And that is, or you can call 619-786-6132. Alrighty, guys. Do you dream of making a difference and traveling the world to help those in need? What are some of your favorite charities to support? I want to hear your heart on this. Tweet, Facebook, or Instagram me using hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR or Charity Spotlight. I love live posting and tweeting with you throughout every single episode. So I want to make sure that my special guest is here tonight with you guys. We'll have tons of special guests, but our first one of the night is here. I believe that she is, hopefully. We're going to find out right now. She's on air. All right, but I'm going to introduce her anyways because we can play her song first if need be. If you're on air and you know who you are, special guest, make sure you press 1. I think this is her. Yeah, if you press 1, then I know that we can bring you into the studio. Awesome. Okay, she is here. This is a live show, guys, so you never know what you're going to get, but we are definitely prepared. So next, our next segment of the night is New Artist Spotlight. This is where I highlight some of my favorite rising star musical artists. Performers are well on their way to being household names if they're not already. We are featuring a dear friend of mine. She's an award-winning musical artist, performer, visual artist, and activist in Oxnard, California. She is a highly requested performer, and she helps and speaker, and she helps to raise funds and awareness for a lot of charitable projects in her community. Her music can be heard on iTunes and YouTube. Her artwork and paintings can be seen all over Oxnard. Jessica is passionate about youth, independent artists, and empowering women. Hashtag New Artist Spotlight to join in the conversation. I'm going to get her into the studio right now with you guys and make sure we got her on. All right, Jessica. Double check. All right, Jessica, I think this is you. Let's bring you into the studio. Hi, Jessica, is this you? Hi, is this Jessica? Okay, I think that wasn't the right one. We're going to give this one a call, make sure she's in. Hey, Jessica, is that you?
Yes.
Awesome, hello? I got you. I wasn't sure what number you were calling in from, so I was playing like tic-tac-toe right now. It's okay, we got you here, so it's all good. So how are you doing tonight?
I am great. I just got done with the art walk, so it was a very eventful day, literally.
I know. You barely just got home. You are an amazing woman.
Thank you. So are you. I am a reflection of you.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'm ecstatic to feature you for our new artist spotlight segment on the Sade Champagne Show.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm actually very grateful.
Oh, awesome. So I would like to chat with you for a little bit before we play your amazing hit song, I Rise. What are you most proud of?
Overcoming my struggles. And I know it would sound crazy because people would tell you not to be proud of your mistakes. You should be ashamed of yourself. And that's actually what I'm the most proud of are the mistakes that I went through in life, some of the bad choices that I had to make and overcoming them and the lessons that I've learned and being able to pull myself out of, you know, darkness into the light or being able to be a light within darkness.
Mm,
and
that's
what I'm most proud of.
Mm-hmm. That's really,
yeah.
Really good. And so how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
You know, I just kind of put my side blinders on. I learned to focus on myself. That's something that I've always been told is to focus on myself. And, you know, not just for selfish reasons, but to focus on my art. And when I'm out listening to others and just observing them and really seeing the truth in others, because sometimes people tend to put on a front or they tend to put on a facade. And that front and facade is what kind of discourages people, because when you get into these environments, you know, you don't know what's real sometimes and it's hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
So when I just sit down and listen or, you know, observe other people, that's what helps me. Not observing in a way where I'm comparing myself like, oh, look at those boots. Just observing the kind of person, people that I'm around and actually seeing the truth in them. Instead of seeing the front that they're putting on. That's what actually helps me get through my environment of people that put on these, like, big time, you know. It's less intimidating because then you actually see the true them and you're like, oh, wow, you know, that person's actually a person like me. That person has emotions like me. That person breaks down and they cry just like I do. That's what helps me.
That's really, really good. All right, and so tell us about your current projects and what you are working on. I know you've recently changed your stage name, and so share with everyone a little bit about that, because I know, I think you said you're going now by Flying Carpet, a.k.a. Jay Lynn, but you can just share with everyone, including, you know, with your radio show, all the your happenings that are going on right now.
So Flying Carpet is, it is my stage name. It's the name that I have when I am with my guitar.
Okay.
And so when you see me with my guitar, that's a Flying Carpet experience. And when you see me, you know, just being Jay Lynn out in the community, as an individual, that's Jay Lynn. But I kind of tap into this, like, another level as an artist when I'm playing my guitar. And I just recently started performing this year with my guitar. And her name is Betsy. My guitar has a name. And together, we make Flying Carpet. I did notice, you know, when I would be performing, I can actually hear people listening to me. And so it created this experience where it wasn't just about Jay Lynn. It's not just about me. It was an experience, and that's the reason why I changed the name to Flying Carpet, because, you know, we're all experiencing what's happening in that room, and it's not just about one person. It's about all of us being one together.
That's awesome. And so I would like you to share with everyone some of your other projects. Let them know about your radio show, your art, your speaking, everything you've got going on.
So as far as the radio show, which I also go by Flying Carpet as my radio personality, it's called World Rhythm Radio, and it's going to be on you can check it out online, www.rhythmofthecoast.com. And we will also be on air on the local stations in Oxnard 99.1 pretty soon.
Wow.
I also have, yes, so that's very cool. We're getting everything all set up. So I'm going to be doing world music, music from all over the world, from Africa, mm-hmm. China, everywhere, because there's music everywhere. I don't want to just stick in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to support other artists that are out there and all over the globe as well. And as far as my projects, mm-hmm. I actually have a project that I'm working on called Metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's about me going through the transition and the struggles as an artist and as a young lady, young woman, and being able to blossom and see myself, you know, going through my caterpillar stages and even going through my cocoon stages.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm.
what the album is about. It's actually going to be more, I want to say, bluegrassy, kind of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's all
that's
from my guitar.
Awesome.
Yes, I'm excited. Well, very different from what I'm normally working
yeah.
on.
Yeah, so as we wrap up your new artist spotlight feature and get ready to play one of your amazing original songs, one of your award-winning
Yay.
Songs, let everyone know how they can follow you on social media, and then please introduce your hit song, I Rise.
Yes. Okay, so you guys can actually find me on social media. You can find me under IG. It's @FlyingCarpetOfficial. That's on IG. And then for Twitter, I am @FlyingCarpetDMT. And that's for Determination, Motivation, Trust. Again, for Twitter, it's @FlyingCarpetDMT. And you can find me on Facebook, actually. I give everybody my personal Facebook. It's Jessica Lynn Kimball. And that's where you guys can always find me, message me. I'm very humble. I like to reach out and encourage everybody. So the track
awesome.
That Sade has, it's one of her favorites. She absolutely loves this. I love it, too. It's everybody's favorite song of mine and what pushed me into my music even further. It's called I Rise, and it's about, you know, just getting through your struggles and rising above all of your challenges. So I hope you guys enjoy this song.
Awesome. This is Jay Lynn with I Rise. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Right after this, we have my interview, my celebrity guest interview with My Sean.
Yay.
Giving sight to the blind, and I rise. Feel the rhythm of your feet, feel the drum, feel the bass, and feel the melody. I rise. Yeah. I'm a spirit on the mic, dropping knowledge to the masses. Giving sight to the blind, and I rise. And I rise. And I rise. Yeah, I'm rising up beyond the bars of your horizon. Touch pizza hut, rise and brush up against the sun, fall lush where my spirit stands tall. Yeah, we stand up. This is a skill, the ability to kill every negative entity within my energy field. I got love as a shield and determination to mow you down like a field. And you're my vision of real, blasting into reality off the AK in my field. My music is still projected, the mass appeal, master and craft. If you're not with that positive movement, yo, just fall back. I rise, yeah, I'm a spirit on the mic, dropping knowledge to the masses, giving sight to the blind, and I rise. Feel the rhythm with your feet. The drums, feel the bass, and feel the melody. I rise, yeah. I'm a spirit on the mic, dropping knowledge to the masses, giving sight to the blind. And I rise, and I rise, and I rise, and you rise, and we rise. Yo, and I rise, my love could only multiply. I feel with my heart, and I see through. Third eye, my physical being is just an angel in disguise, and I only speak in healing and refuse to speak otherwise. So I testify that I walk in the dark, and that walking in my shoes, it ain't no walk in the park, and that doing what I do, it ain't really what you think it is. Just please forgive me for my sins as I clench my fists and let them wash away. And I can't complain, cause I'm alive today. And if you in your life struggle through any pain, then put your hands up and let me hear you say that I rise. I'm a spirit on the mic, dropping knowledge to the masses, giving sight to the blind, and I rise. Feel the rhythm of your feet, feel the
In need of an affordable hair and makeup artist that's there when you need her? Contact Nicolette of Nicolette Von Schell Artistry for all your hair, makeup, and wardrobe styling needs. Nicolette specializes in timeless and priceless moments of your editorial, commercial, promotional, wedding, film, and personal needs. She is the artist on whom you can depend. Nicolette Von Schell Artistry at 805-415-4033.
You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show. Brought to you by Grind Hard Radio. The Sade Champagne Show. Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30. We live. Celebrity guest interviews. Segments on health, wellness, fashion, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more. Sade Champagne Show.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Right now we have a celebrity guest interview with multi-threat musical artist, performer, and entertainer, Mishawn, who brought his brand new record, Lessons, for us to listen to tonight. He starred in ABC Family's hit TV series, Lincoln Heights, and at only 21 years old, he already has quite an impressive resume. His popular songs like Turn It Up, Excuse Me Mama, Just a Kiss, and more have garnered listens and views from hundreds of thousands of fans around the world. He is also a rising music producer and has worked with other notable names such as Sean Garrett and Soulja Boy Tell'em. Mishawn has shared the stage with artists like Akon, T-Pain, Rihanna, and Sean Kingston. He is signed to Dynasty Records, which was created by his cousin Doe Henderson and his business partner Lacey. Hi, Mishawn. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We want to thank you for being our celebrity guest on episode 12 of the Sade Champagne Radio Show.
Thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
So, funny enough, I met you years ago with one of our favorite charities that we're both spokespersons for, Britsy Cares International, and this was Malibu, and you were performing at that event, and I performed for it as well, and I just have been a supporter of yours ever since, you know, Lincoln Heights, and
wow.
Your voice is phenomenal, too, and your music, and you were just so humble and sweet, you know, when I met you years ago, and you're still that same way today.
Wow, that's amazing. That's crazy how God just has a way of bringing people back, you know, in each other's path.
Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Cool. And I also definitely appreciate it more than anything, first and foremost. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're glad to have you here. So when did your interest first spark in performing, and how did you know you wanted this to be your life?
I think as a kid, I think really my inspiration behind performing comes from just my love of music. And growing up as a kid, like, you know, listening to my, you know, whatever my dad was playing, whatever my mom was playing, whether it was Wu-Tang Clan to Jodeci to Mary J. Blige, you know, my 90s baby.
That was
pretty much the beginning of, you know, my love and my passion just for music, period. You know what I'm saying? And I really think that's why to this day, you know, I'm just a beast vocally and not... I'm not tuning my horn, but you know, it's a lot of people nowadays. It's a lot of people nowadays that just rely on, you know what I'm saying, everything other than what's actually good. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, long story short,
yeah.
I've been tweaking all my life. You know what I mean? And that kind of turned into entertainment because that's what that is. Now you have great music. Now you have to give it to the world, and that's what the gift of entertainment is, and I just came with it, you know. In school, I used to do, like, I used to be in the school choir. I used to get solos all the time. Like, I was just the kid around the neighborhood that everybody knew was the best singer they ever heard. You know what I'm saying?
So it
turned into that. And from then, I got with my cousin, Dope. Started doing shows. Started recording music first, and then I had my first show in Las Vegas, and I used to do it every Friday night at the Venetian. It was like a variety show with different people, different acts or whatever, so I would just go over there and do my own original music. And, you know, that caught the attention of a lot of people because, you know, I wasn't mm-hmm. only doing it there. I was in L.A. as mm-hmm. a 10-year-old winning the Steve Harvey Apollo contest. Like, he used to do
yeah.
Apollo every month
mm-hmm.
in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know. And I won it twice.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
As a 10-year-old. I mean, so it's mm-hmm. kind of like, you know, just a sign that, you know, it's time to take it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
Had my first mm-hmm. album when I was 11 years old called Still My
mm-hmm.
Son, first music video.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing music
mm-hmm.
for a long time. Like, I really
mm-hmm.
am an artist. That's what I am. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I definitely think it's a blessing to still be here today and express that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So were your family and friends supportive of you?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of started off with my parents. Because, you know, I was on a television show called Lincoln Heights for like four
mm-hmm.
seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing that, I was just getting into acting. So acting was like the whole experience, the whole world of it was new to me, and it was new to my, you know, my parents as well. Because I had to be
mm-hmm.
on set so much. So my mother
mm-hmm.
actually quit her career. And
wow.
She was a paralegal. And she kind of focused more on me doing my thing because she knew that it would make sense for, you know, my acting thing to fully be realized. Like, she had to be there for me,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I think is far deeper than a lot of support that people generally get from, you know, their loved ones on
mm-hmm.
anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I always make sure my mom is all right. Like, I always make sure she's happy with me because she's really, like, you know, she kind of set the bar
mm-hmm.
as far as
mm-hmm.
me understanding that a team, how important the team is. And even just having
mm-hmm.
a great team around me. Like, Doe has been
mm-hmm.
in my life since I was, I mean, I've known him all my life, but we've really been working closely together since I was, like, 9. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And we really just built, like, a strong bond. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's how we've been able to successfully do everything that, you know, I've done so far.
Right.
And it's still the beginning, which is a beautiful
yeah.
part about it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what is your least favorite and your most favorite thing about being an artist and performer?
The least favorite about being an artist, I don't know. I'm not really going to lie to you. It's kind of fun.
it is fun.
I really enjoy what I do. And I think that's a
mm-hmm.
part of it. Like, you know, I mean, it comes with, you know, it's ups and downs, but that's with anything, you know what I mean? Ultimately,
right.
it's what you're doing that, you know, really
mm-hmm.
paints the picture for you if you're happy about it or not, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
everything that I've done musically, especially recently, I mean, it's just been
mm-hmm.
getting such a great response that, you know, who wouldn't be happy? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much just happy as a whole as an artist, you know what I mean, where I'm at right
mm-hmm.
now.
Right. So what has it been like for you transitioning from a childhood star to a more mature artist and performer?
I think the transition for me is kind of, it kind of really, I'm not really sure. Like, it kind of hasn't really been a transition for me because, you know, I never really stopped doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of just been, I mean, I guess it has been a transition, but
it doesn't feel like it to you.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it to me because I still have, you know, day ones, like, fans that have been riding for me for, like, since I did Steal My Shine, you know what I mean? Well, back when I was 10. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's always going to be new people to come and new supporters, which is a great thing. So, you know, that's why I pretty
yeah.
much support.
Right. I think a lot of it, too, is because you are very consistent. You know what I mean? Like, I noticed that from obviously you were doing things even before I saw you on Lincoln Heights, but that was when I first noticed you and became a supporter, and you've been very consistent. You know, like, you consistently are doing what you love. You're consistently bringing out great content that I feel that helps your fan base and your supporters to grow with you. You know, so it's like I feel like you haven't been stagnant along the way. Like, you just have continued to accelerate.
Most definitely. And I think a lot of, well, I know some people have problems with that as far as artists, but I think the key to that is really just, like I said, enjoying what you do. Continue to enjoy what you do, because when you enjoy it, I feel like everybody's a genius in their own right. You know what I mean? And if you enjoy what you do, that's when your genius is shown. That's just how it works. I continue to enjoy what I do and keep people around me to motivate me and keep people around me that is going, you know. I got a lot of sauce, so I got to keep people with sauce around me.
Definitely. So share with us, because you're a producer as well, too, and you know, like, you produce your new song that we're going to be playing tonight, Lessons. So what is your process like in the studio? Like, share with us what that looks like a studio session for you.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question one more time? It kind of broke up a little bit.
Sure. I was saying, so you are also a producer, too. You know, and you, like, your new song, Lessons, that we're going to be playing tonight, you produced that yourself. So share with us what a studio session looks like for you. What is your process like in the studio?
My process is different every time. I think a couple of the most important things for me when I'm in the studio is, if I have an idea, I'm going to put it down immediately. Because it's usually those ideas that are just so good that you just keep going and you come up with a new idea, you don't want to forget it. So I make sure I record all my ideas. And, you know, sometimes the words come to me first, sometimes the melody comes to me first. Sometimes I just get on my computer and create a beat, and then a song will come to me from that. So it just depends on, you know, the climate and the situation. But I always make sure, you know, I'm having fun in the studio. Like, a lot of times there's not a lot of people in the studio. Just for me, because you know, I make music alone. I can make music alone, or I can make music in a studio full of people partying, having fun, doing whatever. But you know, it just depends on the process.
Right, that makes sense. And so, tell us about a time when you wanted to quit, and how did you overcome that moment?
Oh man, the time that I wanted to quit. And I talk about this in a song of mine called The Truth, and that's actually the title of my project that I'm currently working on, about, you know, just kind of letting other things of the world distract me from just my legacy. You know what I mean? Like, this music, this is what I do. Like, I feel like it's more important than, you know, a lot of stuff. And it's simply because I love it. You know what I mean? And when I started feeling that way is when I fell out of love with music. And it really took, you know, it really just took some finding myself. You know, it took some time off. It took me being away from it to show myself how much I really appreciate it and really love it. And it's events like that happen in life that you have to, man, I'm telling you, you have to, it's so valuable, and more valuable than anything, you know what I mean, like, it's moments like, you know, just a couple weeks ago, I got into, like, you know, a car accident, and it was,
wow.
It should have been more than what it was, but it were five people in a car, I was one of them, and we survived, like, something that, you know, the paramedics told us that we shouldn't have survived. And that's nothing other than something higher than us. You know what I mean? You know, I pray to God my gratitude every single day for, you know, events like that and events like me understanding how much you have to nurture what you love. And for me, that thing is music right now. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in that thing. I got some records, like, the project sounds crazy, you know, so you know, I'm just excited to keep doing what I'm doing.
So can you share with us about your new project, The Truth, and how it came about?
Yeah. That experience was actually how this project came about, and I think that's why I made The Truth the record, the leading song, you know, after taking that little break that I did, because I wanted people to understand, you know, what I exactly had gone through in life. And, you know, from then I just been like, it's just inspired me to just come up with, you know, Ordinary Love that I wrote with my sis Mika Means and Lessons. I wrote that with Mika Means too, and I produced that one. You know what I mean? It sparked this new energy of records that, you know, I'm just ready to release and give to the world. I dropped another mixtape a couple weeks ago called Lost Files, for just music that I've had, you know, kind of like how Kendrick dropped Untitled. You know, it's like just music that I've been working on that I haven't released, but it's not necessarily part of the project, so I made it its own thing. By the way, if you haven't heard my music yet, go to my SoundCloud. It's Official My Shine. That's MISHON, Official My Shine, and check your boy out.
Yes, definitely. You guys, he is phenomenal. I'm telling you, like, every song I've enjoyed, I saw him perform live, and that was years ago, and he was phenomenal then, so I can only imagine how much you've advanced since then. Like, I can only imagine. How do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down? Because, you know, you have a lot of confidence. You're not cocky. You're still humble, but you're confident in who you are. And so how do you keep that confidence?
For me, it just got to a point where you just have to understand that confidence is a choice. And you know, you getting what you want, ultimately what you want out of this life is choice.
That's good.
Once you see that, then you just become aware and you just become yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of stuff that we have in our lives and blinding us and, you know, in our minds and in our hearts, that's just blinding us from just being ourselves. And I think, you know, it's kind of scary because a lot of people don't see. But that, you know, the realization I came to, and I think, you know, I think a lot of successful people have it. Like, I was watching this documentary on Michael Jackson recently, and it was about the creation of, I think it was, what was the one before Thriller?
Oh my gosh, I know which one you're talking about.
Off Wall.
Oh my goodness. Yes,
it was
Off the Wall.
Documentary, and I remember it was a moment in there where he was saying, because he didn't win all the Grammys that he was nominated for, because he only got, you know, I think it was like 2 Grammys. Like, he broke down and he cried, and like, he wrote a letter, I guess, to his family, like, or just to himself, and I think his family found it, but the letter was basically saying, you know, I'm about to transform myself. I'm going to be more talented than anyone has ever been. I'm going to be, he wrote all of this into existence. And I pay attention to a lot of stuff like that because, you know, I definitely think it's important.
I think it's great because, like you, what you said, and I'm going to quote this on Twitter. I'm going to post it during the song break, but being confident is a choice. And you said that with other things in life. They're all choices that we get to make. And people do often forget, or we don't take advantage of the fact that things are choices. You know, I don't know if it's because sometimes people just get caught up in the mundane of life and they feel like they don't have any choices, but you're right, we do. And as people are able to realize that and take advantage of that, I do believe that life and everything opens up to them and they find themselves a lot more encouraged and a lot more, you know, excited about life and ready to move forward.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
So, as we wrap up your interview, can you share with people how they can follow you and stay updated with your career?
Follow me on Twitter, at MySHON, that's MISHON. My Instagram is the same thing, at MySHON, MISHON. Make sure you check the new projects out on SoundCloud. That's Official Marshawn. And follow me on Facebook, Official Marshawn. And you can see everything that's going on. I'm pretty much on a spree right now. Like, I'm dropping, like, a record every other week or every week. I'm shooting now. So y'all make sure y'all tune in.
Yes, and then as you're wrapping it up, please introduce your phenomenal new single, Lessons. I love this song so much, and I want our listeners to check it out as well.
This is my brand new song, Lessons. Can't wait for you to hear it. Check it out. The Champagne Show.
Awesome, everyone. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
You know I'm always on the go. And getting this money on the road. Yeah. And spending my time with people I don't even know. Yeah. You be on my mind sometimes, I gotta let you know. I can tell you don't wanna be alone. So why you think you gotta do it on your own? 2,000 miles away and you're on my mind. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. Yeah. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. 2,000 miles away, I'm feeling you shine. Sometimes I gotta get blown out my mind. You fuck so many women just to get by. Never share my feelings, they wouldn't know. But I'm taking my time and taking it slow now. Can't you tell I don't wanna be alone? And I don't really wanna do this on my own. I don't really wanna do this on my own. I'm learning that just cause you got power don't mean you're strong. But girl, I can't lie, I'm kinda missing love. I'm kinda missing you, kinda missing us. Sometimes I wish I can go back in time.
I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine.
Yeah.
I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine. 2,000 miles away.
Baby, I need you to teach me how to love again. Feels like learning to walk again. You hear my heart.
You hear my heart. Can you hear my heart?
Can you hear my heart?
Teach me how to love again. Feels like learning to walk again. Can you hear my heart? Can you hear my heart? Teach me how to love again. Feels like learning to walk again.
Sometimes I wish I can go back in
time.
2,000 miles away.
I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine.
2,000 miles away.
I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine.
2,000 miles away. I'm seeing your star, I'm feeling you shine.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled SadeChampagneMusic sade@gmail.com, sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com, to book her for your next event or project.
Hey, this is Rick with the Living with Fearless Joy segment. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Radio Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Next, we have a special interview with a precious friend of mine. She is actually a huge inspiration to me for starting my own radio show in the first place. She always encourages me in my dreams and passions. Miss Alanette is a popular radio personality, host, and philanthropist based in Ventura County, California. She's currently the host of Midday Mix on Q104.7, KOCP Old School 95.9, and nationally syndicated weekend radio show, The Crisco Kid Block Party. She has worked with the underprivileged youth of the Ventura and San Bernardino counties while advocating for animals and the American Pit Bull Terrier breed. However, the health and empowerment of women is her most driving passion. Miss Alanette is the producer of the annual local charity event Hot Mama Day, which she created to celebrate women and to raise awareness and funds for the fight against cancer. As host of the Hot Mama fundraiser, she has raised thousands of dollars in support of the American Cancer Society, Cancer Support Community, Come On Mom, and the United Cancer Advocacy Action Network, a.k.a. UCAN, charities for 8 consecutive years. Hi, Alanette. How are you doing tonight?
I am good. I'm amazing. Actually, this will be my 9th year of Hot Mama Day, so put on one more year on there. Okay, thank you.
9 years. That is incredible. I want to thank you so much for being on my show tonight for episode 12.
Episode 12. Wow. I can remember when you called me and you were like, Alanette, I know that I heard there's a job opening. Like, should I try to come on your station and be a street teamer? I was like, heck no. No, you should not. You should just start your own show now. You can do it.
Yeah.
You have the means, and you're strong enough to do it, to just do it. And look at you. Mm-hmm. You go, girl.
Don't make me start crying right now.
Oh, girl. It can happen at any moment. I am a reservoir of tears, it seems like. I swear, I cry so much sometimes. I'm so overwhelmed with emotion. At any moment, it could happen, okay? So, you know, don't make me cry.
So when were you first interested in the entertainment industry?
Oh, girl, let me think. First interested in the entertainment industry, I guess it might have been way back in the day. I did a few music videos, and I did, like, a music video with, like, Keith Sweat. I did a BBD, Belle Biv DeVoe music video way back in the day. And then, like, somebody asked me, like, we were doing those videos, and somebody asked me, you know, like, don't you want to be a star? And I was like, no, I don't. I really don't. But it ended up that I went to school for acting and directing, and then just kind of found myself in radio. I just love music so much that once I fell into radio, I never left it, because I am so much a lover of music that it kind of just became a passion of mine. So.
Mhm. Mhm. That's so awesome. How did you know that you wanted this to be your life?
I still don't know. In all actuality, I had many ideas of what I wanted to be in my life. You know, I wanted to be a PE teacher. There was a million things. First of all, the first thing I ever wanted to do was be the first female quarterback in the NFL. That's what I really wanted to do, but, you know, that didn't work out, so I had to go to Plan B. So I went to school for acting and directing, graduated with a bachelor's degree from Cal State Long Beach. They have a wonderful theater department. That was really fun. I think it was just something to do to kind of get me through college, because I love school. I was smart, but I'm not very good at doing homework per se. So wasn't very good at the school, that schooling part of it. But once I graduated, went back to school and did and studied interior design, which helped me, you know, with the parting planning that I've always loved to do. I find that, like, I wasn't interested in the entertainment business, but I am an entertainer. I found I'm a creative soul. I'm just that type of person. So it's just like being involved in it and creating things and having an idea and having it and watching it come to fruition. It's part of what being an entertainer is, and just, you know, being able to be creative is just a passion of mine. And, you know, to see your ideas come to life in front of you is something pretty amazing.
I feel like that's one of the greatest, two of the greatest joys in life are to be able to dream, and then, like you say, to see that dream come, you know, to manifest into the natural.
Yeah, I am a dreamer. You know what, like, it's really funny because I would dream so much, and my brain would wander off into immense things, that the possibility, endless possibility, my mind goes there. To the point it would sometimes scare me, and I would, like, pull back from it, and I'd be like, oh, my God, what is wrong with me? Like, you know, I can imagine the most amazing things, but now I've decided that I'm going to stop doing that to myself, and whenever I have my imagination takes over, I have these amazing dreams or things that could happen that I just laugh now. I just go, oh, okay.
Exactly. I think that's one of the things
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that I feel like that's one of the reasons why we connected so well, is because of the fact that we're both big dreamers. And I could tell you something, and you automatically will see the finish line, too. You won't just see, like, just a baby step, which baby steps obviously are important, and they work, too. But there are some people who just go straight to the finish line.
Yep, I could see it. I could see it in the distance. Whatever, you know, I can definitely see the end point of whatever, you know, your dreams can hold and what can be manifested. I can definitely see that, and I can talk it into reality. I'll tell you that, boy, because I know you're sitting on the phone line with me right now. I know, because I talked that into reality, and there it is in front of me. So.
You sure did. I'm thankful for that. So were your family and friends supportive of your decision to be in the entertainment industry?
They didn't have a choice. I've always been a type of person that I just, you know, my grandma will tell you, you know, my grandma is one of my biggest supporters and, you know, one of the greatest loves of my life. And she always told me, Ellen, that no one could tell you what to do. You just kind of do your own thing, and no one can ever hold you back or try to influence you one way or another. You're your own person. And you know what? Yeah, she's right. I am my own person. I've always been able to just do, you know, just act on what I wanted to act on and do what I wanted to do. And nobody could ever tell me, you know, don't do anything. The only time that someone ever really told me not to do something and it was effective was my grandfather. He was one person that told me, don't do this, and, you know, I didn't do it. And he said, don't get pregnant. He said, don't get pregnant. And I was like, oh, you got it. Yeah.
Right. That's so funny.
Yeah,
you are so silly.
I can't help myself. So, I just, you know.
You are a resident comedian for sure. What are some of the challenges you have faced in your career, and how do you overcome them?
Oh, challenges. You know, in most entertainment business, most of the entertainment business, it's a male-dominated industry. So you just have to really roll with the punches and figure out what your strengths are. And, you have to be extremely strong, you know. I've found that it's been a blessing and a curse for me to be this strong, because I found that, you know, being in this male dominated thing, it's, and you don't have a lot of women around you to embrace you. And then the women that are around you are so hard and cold because they've had to be that way so that they could function. And I'm finding now, you know, I have grown this incredibly thick skin that I'm now trying to shed as I come into my, you know, and to start embracing more of my femininity and realizing that, no, it's not a bad thing to be soft. It's not a bad thing to be a woman. You know, I'm coming into that. And so I'm finding that, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. You know, I have this tough skin, but now it's hard to shed because I do want to embrace what it is to be a woman and to be soft and be for other women to be able to come to me and be embraced instead of feeling like I'm like they're intimidated by me because I am that strong, you know. It's a fine line to walk.
That's huge what you're saying too, because you know, we see so much of that with social media and, of course, with reality TV where it's always pitting women against each other. And I think it's important, and you and our, you know, we agree on this definitely, that we want to foster an environment of encouragement, you know, that encouragement is, you know, what makes people strong. And like you said, you can be someone who's adamant about your choices and about who you are and your identity, but also, like you said, be approachable and encouraging to others too, which is funny because with being a woman, we always feel or we're always told, you know, that we have to be one or the other. Most of the time it's like, you know, like you said, just extra soft, or women are told you have to be like a guy in order to get things done. But it's like, no, you know, we're made both feminine, you know, and both where we can carry on stronger demeanors as well. So I think, like you said, they go hand in hand together.
Yeah, they do. They do. And you have to learn your balance, you know. You just have to learn it. I still find that, you know, like a lot of the younger women, they are intimidated by my strength and my ability to open my mouth and speak. You know, I'm never, you know, I don't think they've ever seen, you know, just like, for example, at my company that I work for, you know, I work for a man that's 6'8". You know, he's a very big person, and a lot of people are very, very terrified of him. But I am not, and I speak up to him, and I think people are fearful of me because I'm able to speak my mind like that, and they're like, oh, my God, what is a woman going to say to me? You know? And they're worried about hearing what I really think, you know, but what I truly, really think is that there's room enough for everyone and that everyone should always encourage each other and uplift each other instead of breaking each other down. And because, you know, there's nothing, I made a choice to embrace and live my life as close as I could to Jesus Christ as possible. And that was to embrace everyone with love as I can. Now, if people are scared of me, they're scared of me. There's nothing I could do about it, but anyone who opens their arms to me, I'm going to open my arms to them and let them know that this is love over here. And I'm trying to enact that the best I can.
And I think, you know, and I want to encourage you to keep being who you are, because each and every one of us was made in the image of God. And there are things about your, you know, these things about your character and your personality are a part of who God is. And he is not questioning, why do you have to be this strong? Why do you have to be that way? Because that's the way he made you. And you can celebrate in that. And I feel like the people who can truly see people for who they are, they see that. And I'm like, yeah, she's strong, but her strength is not from a place of anger. It's not from a place, her strength is just strength. But there's so much kindness in there. And you're so welcoming and encouraging to people, and I embrace that, you know. And so I want to encourage you to keep being who you are, and the people who truly see people for who they are will understand that, you know, and others who only look from a surface view, then they misunderstand, you know.
They do misunderstand, and it's easy to misunderstand when you're a strong African-American woman that came in the game. Everyone always, a lot of times you get misread that, oh, well, she got an attitude. She's this, she that, angry black woman. No, I just don't want to deal with none of your nonsense. You just can't handle
it. Yeah, no BS.
I don't want to deal with all that nonsense you're talking, and I'm going to let you know about it. And if I was a guy, butthole, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm a woman. So now I'm a, you know, a bee, an angry black bee.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like,
so those are some of the challenges. Those are the challenges. Yeah, those are the challenges.
What are you most proud of?
What am I most proud of? I think I'm most proud of just, I think I look back and I've just been able to have an amazing career. Even, you know, I started pretty late in this, but I'm just so proud of, like, all the relationships that I have. You know, I have some amazing relationships. If I needed to, I could call them some great favors. You know, and I think, you know, I've built my career on being loving and, you know, even though I'm a tough cookie, you know, I still feel like people are able to see in my heart and see who I really truly am. And I feel that I'm loved. I am loved. Mm-hmm. I know because I am loved. I am loved because mm-hmm. I am loved. And I'm most proud of how proud my grandmother is of me. That is what I live my life for, to make that woman proud. That's it.
How do you handle negativity and stress?
Like I said, I cry a lot.
That's a good answer.
I cry for everything. I found that for a long time I bottled a lot of my emotions up, and for me being, I'm just a sensitive person and loving and sensitive person. And I feel that I just bottle up so much that I have an endless reservoir of tears. And a lot of time I cry because I'm happy. I cry because I'm sad. I cry because I cry for other people. I cry for everything. I also, another thing I do is I pray a lot. I'll hike. I go and I connect with nature because, you know, I live in this amazing place called Ventura County, which is just gorgeous. I'm so blessed to live here. And so I'm able to, you know, connect with nature. I play with my dog and I love on her. She, you know, I'm like you said earlier, I'm a pit bull advocate. And I'm a big lover of that breed of dogs because they are such amazing lovers. They're just cuddly little animals. And animals, they just love you no matter what. So, that has taught me a lot about loving unconditionally, because if an animal can do it, then, you know, I am an animal. You know, I'm a mammal. So why can't I do the same?
That's good. That's really good. So, Mady, tell us, please, about your upcoming Hot Mama Day event. Let everyone know all about it, how they can get involved, they can support, how it came about, everything.
Well, I can say that Miss Sade Champagne will be performing at the 2016 Hot Mama Day. She will be there at Ruby's Cafe in the city of Oxnard Saturday, May 14th. It will be from 12 to 6 p.m. At Ruby's Cafe on Oxnard Boulevard in the city of Oxnard. I am very excited about this year. Of course, I've set a goal for myself for $5,000 this year. Hopefully, I can reach it. It'll be, again, to benefit the United Cancer Advocacy Action Network. This wonderful woman by the name of Rachel Scher, she is a two-time terminal leukemia survivor. And she created this called You Can. It's a charity called You Can. She created it so that she could help cancer patients that are battling cancer now. Not prevention, not research. It's a resource for people that are battling cancer and have no idea what they're up against, what their disease. Like, one thing she'll always talk about is when you go through chemotherapy and radiation, it makes your teeth fall out. Now, that can be prevented, but how do you know that? Because Rachel will tell you and give you the treatments and help you find the right treatment that prevent that kind of thing from happening. You know, and she's just like, if you need a bill paid because you're going through chemotherapy and you can't go to work, she'll help you with resources that'll get those bills paid for you. And I love that about it, because she helps the community and people nationwide directly. And I love that about her. And I wish that, you know, I would have known her when my grandfather was battling cancer, so that I could have gone to her for some type of resources. But, you know, since I wasn't able to do that, that doesn't mean that I can't help the next person with that resource.
That's really, really good. Yeah. And I went to your event last year, and it was phenomenal. Like, just the love that you felt in the building, the support that you had, you know, seeing, you know, cancer survivors there and hearing people's stories, it was just such a touching event. And then to see how touched you got made me, of course, start crying. And I'm just like, ah.
Yeah.
And so I'm really honored to be a part of it and to support it. And so how can people either get involved? How can they donate? How can they support? What are the best ways?
Well, one way that you can get involved with Hot Mama 2016 is by coming to the event. That's the number one, because I've been this is my ninth annual, and I've been putting on the event for a very long time, but people still really don't understand what it is, and you won't understand what it is until you come. It's really a celebration of women. I started the event because I was born on Mother's Day, so I wanted 1 year. My birthday fell on Mother's Day, the very first year that I put on Hot Mama, and my birthday fell on Mother's Day, and I wanted to use my day, my birthday, to celebrate the amazing women that are in my life. And then I never stopped doing it, because I just had so much fun with all these ladies, and we could just break down our walls, be ourselves. And I remember that day there were some sailors that were walking down in front of the building. We bought them in, and it was like, woo, you know. So it's just a day that we just lit our walls down and throw our hands up and celebrate and empower each other. And just we're allowed to be women. And then all the men there, there's men that come to, it's just they embrace us, and they love us, and they respect us for who we are. And that's the kind of men that I want to deal with anyways, that know the power of a woman. So if you know and understand and love the power of a woman, because you know that women are here to build up the human race, and that's what we're here for, then more the merry. Come on. Come on with us. We're going to make you feel like the greatest man in the world, because that's what you are, because we need for the world to understand and embrace the power of women. We are creators. We are mothers. We are healers. And how are we going to heal the world if everyone is just putting us down and making us feel like we are the lesser species or the lesser human because we don't make testosterone. So anyway, we play bingo, we raffle off prizes, we have vendors, and if you're interested in making a donation to the raffle, or you're interested in being a vendor or a sponsor, please email me, missallynette@gmail.com. That's missallynette@gmail.com. Or you can also go on to Facebook and search Hot Mama Fundraisers. That's HOTMAMA Fundraisers. And there'll be a page up there. You can like it and just follow what I'm doing in the community. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. I'm going to make sure I post that link for you guys, too, during our song break, so you can see it as well. And as we're wrapping up your interview, Miss Allenette, I would like for you to share some words of encouragement, which you've already been doing, but any specific words of encouragement that are on wisdom, that are on your heart for our listeners, for women, you know, and obviously we realize, too, that advice that we give for women is the same that could apply for guys, too. So what are some words of encouragement you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just want to say, actually right now as I'm speaking to you, I'm actually sitting in the parking lot of the Elks Lodge in Oxnard, because I lost a very, very, very dear friend of mine. I've known him for 25 plus years. I grew up away at the tender age of 43 years old. And we always had this thing that we were medium. We weren't old. We were medium. And I just want to say, I know, we're medium, not old. Medium, and he will forever be medium. And I just want to say, losing someone like him, someone that I had no idea really impacted my life until he was no longer here, and I had to really think about it. Just treasure every day, those moments that you have with your loved ones. Treasure it. Hold it dear to your heart, and do your best to live your life as close as you can to the walk of Jesus, to uplift and inspire people and to heal them, because that's how my friend lived. That's how my friend lived. And you can see, like, how many people he touched in his lifetime. And I know that I want the one thing that stays when you leave. You can't take your money with you. You can't take anything else with you. But when you leave this place, what you leave behind is your legacy of love. So spread love, people. That's all that matters in the end, really.
That's so good. And also share with everyone how they can follow you on social media.
Okay, well, I'm on social medias. I'm on Instagram. That's my favorite. I'm all the Instagrams. Follow me at MISS_ALYNETTE. That's Miss_Allenette. That's on Instagram. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Miss_Allenette. I'm on the Snap. That's MISSALYNETTE. And on Facebook, Allenette Alleycat. And like I said, I have a fan page, Hot Mama Fundraiser, so you can follow me on there too as well.
Yes, we're about to post that link right now. Everyone, make sure you check out our Hot Mama Day, Saturday, May 14th at Ruby's Cafe in Oxnard. It's from 12 to 6 p.m. I'm going to be performing, and it's going to be an incredible event. Thank you so much, Ms. Allenette.
You know what? You have another artist that's performing. Jay Lynn's going to be on. Was she on with you today?
Yes. Yes, she was on tonight.
She will be performing at Hot Mama Day, too.
Yay. Awesome. It's going to be a phenomenal event. So I want to thank you for inviting me, and thank you for being on my show tonight and being the inspiration and encouragement that you are. And I look forward to seeing you soon and supporting you any way that I can. And I'm just thankful for the way you support me, too.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And let's keep on, keep on. In the world of Calvin Lucas, rest in peace, my friend, and it don't stop. It don't stop.
Thank you so much to Ms. Allenette. Right now we have Michelle Williams with Believe in Me. You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. See everything wrong.
The Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne radio show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear, How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And right here on Grind Hard Radio on the Sade Champagne Show.
Thank you to everyone who's tuned in tonight. We want to welcome you back to the Sade Champagne Show. Oh my goodness, this has been an amazing episode. I have feel so inspired and so encouraged and just really uplifted in my spirit. And I want to encourage anyone who's been going through a tough time that you're not alone, that it's not going to last forever. And you made it through hell and back before, and you're going to make it through this too. So I want to encourage you to just keep moving forward. Thank you to everyone who has downloaded, subscribes, and who shares my radio show. As you wrap up tonight's episode of the Sade Champagne Show, thanks to Grind Hard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thanks to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song, and Scott Swoosh for mixing the song. Thanks to my guests, my Sean, Miss Alanette, and Jaylen. Next week is our Season 1 finale. Are you kidding me? Season 1 finale. I feel like we just started. Join us with our celebrity guest, Disney Channel and ABC Family star, who is now starring in the international Jersey Boys tour, Drew Seeley, and also EJ the Comic, who is a popular comedian and host of the show Exhale on Magic Johnson's Aspire Network. We also have a brand new charity spotlight segment where we'll be raising awareness for Britney Cares International. And we also have a brand new Wellness Made Simple with Veronica segment, and Living with Fearless Joy with Rick and Melissa segment. We're going to end the show tonight with one of my original short inspirational messages titled The Splendor. And so I want to share that with you guys. And then right after that, our final song of the night is a special request from two of my biggest supporters and most committed listeners. This song is dedicated to my dear friends Adam Sortime and Marsha Sortime, and it's Secrets of Love by Caitlin Quake and Tom Quake. So first we're going to do my inspirational message and then the song request. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and we'll see you next Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific right here on Grind Hard Radio for our Season 1 finale.
What a blessing it is to live to see a brand new day. Every moment that we live is a gift. Today I pray that you will see the splendor in each moment, in each person and circumstance, everywhere you go, and the splendor in you. Look at yourself in the mirror and take deep, slow breaths. Marvel at how your senses and body are not only in motion, but bearing witness to the miracle you are. Feel the beating in your heart. You are alive. Today I pray that your mind, soul, body, and heart, your entire being, will be open to receive Papa's goodness today. That you will hear all that he says about you and believe it. That you will be awakened to your true identity in him. You have always been known. You are a child of light. I pray that you will become aware of your oneness in Jesus. Christ in you is the hope of glory. I pray that your heart will be flooded with gladness about this very truth. Nothing about you is ordinary, average, or useless. Every moment of your life is being reconciled and renewed together for your good and everyone around you. Nothing is wasted and nothing about you is trash. You are not a mistake, accident, or screw-up. You are a miracle and answered prayer. You are Daddy God's original thought. He dreamed of you before time even began. Everything about your body, heart, mind, and spirit were exquisitely designed, made in love. He made you with greatness in mind. He looked at you when he was finished and said it was good, without fault. He adores every part of you. There is nothing wrong with your original design. So you can never be rejected, condemned, or judged again, because before you were even born, you had been received by God. And what Jesus thinks of you reigns supreme. Today I pray that these truths are lighting up your path, everyone around you, and overwhelming your being with joy. That you will live in and from these truths, rested and at peace. I pray that you are becoming more and more secure in your heaven-made identity more and more every moment, that you will truly live in the splendor of every moment, enlightened to the miracles, blessing, and hope within and all around you.
Secrets of love.
come true. There's no limit to what we can do. Turning no to yes, leaving doubt behind, releasing the stress. We were born to shine.